Dear Loretto, how's your work getting on? Hope everything is going well. You know, I'm traveling in Malaysia and living in the house of one of my friends at the moment. I've been here for 1 week. When I got to the capital, Kuala Lumpur, in the west of Malaysia, I found it's a busy city and many people are from different countries. My friend Lisa told me, actually, lots of businessmen or immigrants are from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China. No wonder, wherever I go, I can hear some people speaking Mandarin, Cantonese, and other dialects. Most residents speak Malay, but there are some Indians there. Can you imagine? So many languages mixed together. As for weather, it's very hot here like Taiwan. Of course, it's summer now. The second day, Lisa brought me to a garden called Taman Tasik Permaisuri. There are many beautiful tropical flowers. Their national flower is a sort of red and big one called Bunga Raya. Also, we visited a historic museum and found many remains of Aborigines as Taiwans. Amazing, isn't it? After that, I flew from the west of Malaysia to the east of Malaysia, Sabah. I lived in another friend's house. They are a couple, Debbie and George, and have two lovely kids. They took me to many places. We've been to Orang Utan. There, you can feel the primitive atmosphere. A lot of apes and monkeys in the forest. Sometimes, they would suddenly show up, and some tourists got scared and screamed. Very interesting. In fact, they wouldn't attack people unless someone provoked them. Then we went to a quay to see the coast scenery and buy seafood. Wow, lots of fish, prawn, lobster, squid, calm, and so on. I love seafood very much. On our way home, Debbie bought a lot of durian. It's a sort of fruit and it looks like pangolin. It's very cheap in Malaysia, but more expensive in Taiwan. Gosh, it smells strong. I swear, I won't eat it again. The following day, we visited the Shangri-La Hotel. It's a well-known hotel and built along the coast. So we enjoyed the natural scenery and beautiful beach as much as possible. George told me as a joke that I could choose here as a honeymoon when I got married. It's a good idea, isn't it? After having a great time with Debbie and George, I continued on my journey. I went to the Kinabalu Mountain and stayed there one night. Mount Kinabalu is the highest mountain, about 4,101 meters in Southeast Asia, and located in the north of Sabah. The origin of the name Kinabalu is somewhat shrouded in mystery. Some believe Kinabalu means Chinese widow. I heard a legend about this mountain. It is said that a Chinese prince was seeking a huge pink pearl that existed at the top of the mountain and was guarded by a ferocious dragon. After a terrific fighting, he slew the dragon and took the pearl. Then he married a local woman. But later, he deserted his wife to return to China because of homesickness. The heartbroken wife wandered to the mountain and was turned to a stone. What a romantic story. No wonder, when I was staring into the distance, especially the fog-bound peak of the mountain, I felt somewhat mysterious. In my accommodation, I saw many tourists from all over the world. Among them, I met four handsome boys, three of them from Germany, one from Britain. Also, I met two pretty British girls and one Canadian girl. Do you know why thousands of tourists like climbing this mountain each year? Because it's one of the easiest mountains in the world to climb. No special skills or equipment are needed. I really enjoyed this kind of traveling and was pleased to meet a lot of different people. Sometimes we had a language or cultural barrier, but everybody is equal and must respect each other. Dear Loretto, I'm going back to Taiwan tomorrow, and am glad to share with you my experiences. I wish I could visit you and look around in Spain one day. Please keep in touch and take care. Best wishes. Love, Jenny.